undetectedly. But everyone knows what has got me, takes me completely, touches so sweetly, just so deeply. I know that nothing can stop me.
Radio station in the world, WUVT-FM, Blacksburg. And this is Brother Ken, back with you again on a very special Memorial Day broadcast. Shout out to the crew in Ipswich and everyone out there fighting the good fight. From Afghanistan to Ukraine, from Ethiopia to Mexico to Yemen. I'm Brother Ken, and this is Super Groovy, Delicious Radio. We'll be right back.
heard that you were going into the Marines.
Yeah. It's better working at A&P.
That's great, Ronnie. That's wonderful.
I'm going to boot camp soon. I joined the Marines for 4 years, so I go to Vietnam. They say I'll probably go right in the front line.
Really?
Wow. I see a lot of action.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's neat.
Surrounded by the enemy. His men are weary and dispirited. It has been an unpopular war, and the men want to quit fighting and return to their homes. But the French are on all sides, outnumbering the English by many. As the men reluctantly prepare to return to battle, King Henry, astride his horse, sword in hand, tries to rally his men and ignite their waning courage.
Once more under the breach, dear friends, once more across the wall up with our English dead. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a man as mother stillness and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard, fabled rage. Then lend the eye a terrible aspect, let it pry through the portage of the head like the brass cannon. Brow or helmet, as fearfully as doth a gullet rock, or hang and jutty his confounded face, swilled with the wild and wasteful ocean. Now set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide, hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to his full height. On, you noblest English whose blood is fet from fathers of war-proof, fathers that, like so many Alexanders, have in these parts from morn till even fought, had sheathed their swords for lack of argument. Dishonor not your mothers, now attest that those whom you called fathers did beget you. Be copy now to men of grosser blood, and teach them how to war. And you, good yeoman, whose limbs were made in England, show us here the mettle of your pasture. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding, which I doubt not. For there is none of you so mean and base that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot, follow your spirit, and upon this charge, cry, God for Harry! England and St. John!
There's a deep blue valley, and the mountains I know, where the sky is pure and warm breezes blow. Where the meadow is in bloom and the grass is soft and green, and the sunlight sprinkles diamonds on a clear, flowing stream. A pale young soldier is asleep lying there, with the sun on his brow and the dew on his hair. There's a look upon his face like a lost and lonely child. As he sleeps upon the meadow, at rest for a while. He doesn't see the mountains or hear the river sigh. He doesn't feel the wind as it whispers drifting by. And he'll never see the sorrow or the faces stained with tears, or share the passing days as they turn into years. Oh, the sleeper in the valley has found his rest at last. As he lies in peaceful slumber on the green meadow grass, thank you.
football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Eyes. To be the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes. Doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. That are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if
Nation on earth. American fighting man is the best trained, the best equipped, the best fed.
Exactly. Italy, on the other hand, is one of the weakest nations on earth. And the Italian fighting man is hardly equipped at all. And it's why my country is doing so well while your country is doing it so poorly.
But that's just silly. Italy was occupied by the Germans and is now being occupied by us. You call that doing well?
Of course I do. The Germans have been driven out and we're still here. In a few years you'll be gone and we will still be here. You see, Italy is a very poor, weak country. That is what makes us so strong. Strong enough to survive this war and still be in existence long after your country has been destroyed.
What are you talking about? America is not going to be destroyed.
Never.
Well,
Rome was destroyed. Greece was destroyed. Persia was destroyed. Spain was destroyed. All great countries are destroyed. Why not yours? How much longer do you think your country will last? Forever.
Well, Well, forever is a long time, I guess.
Very long.
Wives, 32 softly focused, brightly colored eyes, staring at the natural tan, 32 gently clenching wrinkled little hands. Celebrity minds leading their 15 sordid, wretched, checkered lives. Will they find the solution in time? Using their 15 pristine, moderate, liberal minds. We'll be right back.
you big strong man. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have every boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
If you or someone you know is suffering from mental health issues or may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, the Lifeline, at 1-800-273-8255. Crisis text line by texting HOME to 741-741. You just heard Country Joe and the Fish with the Fish Cheer and I Feel Like I'm a Fixin' to Die rag. The Decembrists, before that, 16 Military Wives from Picaresque. And before that, the original cast, One Tin Soldier from Billy Jack. And before that, The Mash, with Suicide is Painless from Mash. Went to number one on this date, 1980, in the UK charts. The lyrics were written by Mike Altman, director Robert Altman's son. When he was 14, I've always thought it was a metaphor for going off to Vietnam, going off to war. How easily we seem to do it. Kate Bush before that. Army Dreamers. We also heard U2, Surrender from War. Sinead O'Connor, Drink Before the War from The Lion and the Cobra. William Shatner, King Henry V, Elegy for the Brave from The Transformed Man. And Jimi Hendrix, The Star Spangled Banner. Started everything off for this Memorial Day broadcast.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you set back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question, is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, All the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Before, and slowly she led him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill, and I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I am leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. Down the long narrow hall he was led, down. He said, I see you now, and you are so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won, and I've got this intuition says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan, and she said, I've swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand then on the top of her head, and he bowed her down to the ground. And tell me how hungry battlefield. And he took her to the window to see, and the sun, it was gold, though the sky, it was gray. And she wanted more than she ever could say, but she knew how it frightened her, and she turned away and would not look at his face again. And he said, I want to live. The crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep, and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on.
abroad?
It's my sister.
I'm gonna cut this wop's heart out. Anybody steps in here, I give it to him first.
One step further, Fatso, and I'm gonna debray you.
Nobody's gonna do nothing. Anybody does any killing around here, I'll do it.
This is a private affair, Warden.
No, it ain't. This man's in my company. And you ain't making 2 extra weeks paperwork for me for nothing.
Out for blood, huh? You puke your guts out at the sight of a dead man.
Put down that stool. Put it down!
Drop that knife. Okay, Fatso. It's killing you, what? Come on. Well, come on. On the floor. Good campfire meal.
Tough monkey. Guys like you end up in the stockade sooner or later. Someday you walk in, I'll be waiting. I'll show you a couple of things.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas any old time. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. We'll get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow. We get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of a Texas cow. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is mar.